BBC Radio Devon.
BBC Radio Devon.
Make a difference.
We are meeting someone who's going beyond the call of duty to make a difference today. Ben Purser from Torquay is approaching his 80th birthday with a mission to complete an incredibly physical triathlon to try to raise money for two charities very close to his heart. And I'm so pleased to say that Ben is on the line now. Ben, I hear the big 8-0 happens in August.
Yes, the end of August.
Wonderful. So you thought you'd mark it in style, really?
Yes, yeah. I think what happened was that I've kept fit for a very long time, well, since I joined the Navy 60-odd years ago. And I just felt that at this stage, it would be good to give myself a challenge. And in the meantime, I thought, well, I don't want to do it just for myself. Maybe I can do it for charity as well.
And you've picked a couple. You picked a couple we'll talk about in just a moment that are close to your heart. But I know that, Ben, you've done an awful lot of things in that 80 years, haven't you? You've worked in business, you've been a Justice of the Peace, and as you say, you're in the Royal Navy too. So you've crammed it all in.
Well, I hope so, yes. Believe it or not, I did one final job as a member of the police staff at Middlemore, which I didn't mention.
Before we talk about the actual challenge that you're doing, as you say, you're raising money for two charities close to your heart. The RNLI, which I know that you volunteer for in Torbay. Have you been there a long time?
10 years, yes. Yes, I joined 10 years ago on the sea safety side, literally talking to people about being safe on the water.
And so this is a case of you give talks, do you? People come to the station?
No, not really. I tend to go out and about. We go to marinas and boats, and we walk along the seashore, and we talk to swimmers, to paddleboarders, to anybody who's on the water. And our background training is that we tell them how to be safe in all sorts of conditions on the water. We're now known as water safety advisors.
And what an important job it is, because you're actually saving lives, aren't you, from the shore, which is key. It's all about prevention. You don't really want to get to an emergency stage, do you? So the RNLI is what you're hoping to raise some money for with these challenges.
Yes.
And also another charity, which is the Anne Robson Trust. What can you tell us about that?
Well, if I may sort of give you a brief outline that they put out on their website. They say that in your final days and hours on the on this earth, they must count for a lot. And the trust ensures that no one has to spend that time alone. So they train volunteers in hospitals to literally sit with people who need attention when they're dying. And they also run an end-of-life helpline, which is national. At the moment, they're really based around the home counties, particularly in Hertfordshire, which is where my daughter is. And they hopefully will spread as the years progress.
And your daughter actually works, doesn't she, for the charity?
Yes, she does. She volunteers and works a little. She works as a consultant for them and has done since the inception of the charity, not its start, but the inception of it. With the lady who started it all, a girl called Liz Pryor, and it was her mother who died and initiated Liz Pryor's thoughts about it, and exactly the same happened to our daughter, both daughters, because they looked after my mum when she was dying.
Yeah.
And it was a very emotional time, as you can hear from my voice.
I can well imagine it, yes, yeah. But how wonderful, and a real incentive with the physical challenge that you have ahead to raise lots of money for two wonderful charities. Your triathlon, Ben, starts, doesn't it, on Saturday. What exactly are you doing?
Well, on Saturday, I'm going to go to Sidmouth and outside the Bedford Hotel about 8 o'clock. I shall start walking towards Exmouth, and eventually over 3, 4, maybe 5 days, depending on the weather and the circumstances of underfoot I shall reach the boathouse at Torbay RNLI in Brixham. And hopefully that won't take me too long. I shall go home every night and get a good night's rest and then resume the following day. That's the first part of it. It's been a very difficult time to do what I wanted to do next, because I injured myself trying to do rowing on a machine. Mm. And unfortunately, the rowing machine was not possible after that. But anyway, so what I'm going to try to do is two sessions on the bike, probably on the Ex Estuary Trail. I would like to do the Plym Valley Trail, but logistics for that, with the train being so poor at the moment, you just cannot rely on it, unfortunately. Sure. So it'll probably be 2 days separated by a day of rest around the Ex Estuary Trail. And I've had a wonderful mentor who's shown me the routes and things like that. And I really thoroughly enjoyed the bike riding. I didn't think I would. I've been loaned a bike by a local fairly well-known bicycle shop, and they've loaned it to me for 3 months. It's a beautiful bike, and it's proving its worth every time I get up on it. Wow. It's wonderful.
You're not going to want to give it back again, are you?
Well, no. It was a second-hand bike, and it was quite a lot of money. I wish I could afford to buy it afterwards, but I don't think I can.
Well, you weren't joking when you said you liked the idea of staying fit and setting yourself a challenge. So that is quite momentous. So the first stage, then, that walk should take 4 to 5 days. The weather not looking too bad, is it, for the coming week? So hopefully you won't get those hot temperatures again.
No, well, I have been walking a lot. And, of course, in Torbay, we're very lucky in as much as we nearly always get some sort of sea breeze or cooling effect from the sea. And so it hasn't actually stopped me. I think that the highest temperature we've had here has been about 24, 25 degrees.
Yeah.
And because I do my walking a lot in the early morning, it hasn't really affected me. It's been grand. And same with the cycle. But, you know, I've been walking dogs for very many years. And so that really has been a good incentive a lot of the time.
Oh, it's certainly good, isn't it, to get you out and active. This just sounds amazing, Ben. And do you have a fundraising target in mind? Is there anything that you're aiming for?
Yes, I did initially say £1,000. And I'm pleased to say I've got about 930 when I last looked.
Brilliant.
Which is good. And I hope I'll keep the site open for as long as possible and hopefully raise twice that amount. That would be lovely if I could.
So all of this will be completed then before your 80th birthday in August?
Indeed, yes. Afterwards I'm going on holiday, so I can relax a little bit afterwards.
I should think so too. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a long booked holiday, so that's why I'm doing it before.
So how can we follow what you're doing then, Ben, and perhaps donate?
Yeah, well, I've got a website here. Are you happy with the Bitly site?
Yes, yeah.
So it's https://bit.ly.
Yeah.
/3WZ2C41.
Right.
I think that's the simplest way of doing it, because it's a fairly long website otherwise.
It might be worth trying to type into a search engine as well. I've seen a few details of what you're doing up and about. But if people type in Ben Purser, Torquay, is there a title for this? I suppose it's the triathlon.
The 80th birthday triathlon, really.
Brilliant. Wonderful. Oh, Ben, I really hope it goes well. And maybe we can catch up afterwards and have a chat about how it all was.
I'd love to. Yes,
wonderful
absolutely.
Stuff. All the very best on Saturday. We'll be rooting for you and we'll catch up a little later on in the month.
And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to publish it.
It's a pleasure. We love hearing about people making a difference, and you certainly are, Ben. Great to speak.
Thanks
for your time today. That's Ben Purser from Torquay, who's raising money for the RNLI in Torbay and also the Anne Robson Trust. We'll find out how he gets on after the challenge.